This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Shares on Japan's key stock exchange plummeted Tuesday, highlighting investor fears about political turmoil in Washington and this month's massive losses on Wall Street. The Nikkei lost about 1,000 points, 5% of its value. The losses on the Nikkei were a spillover from Monday's down day in the U.S., continuing this month's run of near-daily losses, putting the U.S. markets on track for its worst December since the Great Depression. Many analysts are saying that the heated rhetoric from Washington is not helping the situation. The Associated Press's Sherry Adler reports.
After President Trump took to Twitter Monday and said, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed," stocks which had already been down intensified their fall. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
It's one thing to have a disagreement with the Fed chair. Another to raise the issue of firing him.
Markets are facing their worst month in a decade over fears about a U.S. trade war with China, a slowing global economy, and chaos in the Trump White House. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Indonesian disaster management officials say the death toll from Saturday's tsunami that struck parts of the west coast of Java now stands at 429 people. More than 1,400 others were injured as the waves struck, destroying more than 1,000 buildings. Laura Fontaine of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies tells VOA that they're supporting first responders on the ground.
That entails providing life-saving support to first aid, providing shelter to tarpaulins, blankets, critical supplies such as clean water. Clean water is very important in the aftermath of a tsunami like this.
Authorities say more than 120 people are still missing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters Tuesday at the White House addressing the partial government shutdown. The Associated Press's Sagar Magani reports.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples, the president spoke in the Oval Office after offering holiday greetings via video conference to U.S. troops stationed around the globe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Amateur video on social media shows a large crowd of protesters.